It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. Here we are again, all sitting here. Together, picture a fire that we're sitting in front of, or the sun coming down on you, or whatever you want to fantasize or imagine, and allow your heart to open, because we're going to take you to new planes today, spiritual planes, planes that really are practical. And most of us, when we talk about spirituality, it's foo-foo stuff. It's about, you know, knowing rhetoric and rituals and repeating things and not really understanding what they are or what they mean. And today we're going to bring you down to the basics. Every once in a while, somebody has a remarkable story, and I'm going to tell that story. This little tiny girl was born in Liberia in West Africa, and she was brought here as a child and brought up in Detroit, Michigan. Can you imagine going from West Africa, open, pure, sunny, you know, down to earth, beautiful, to Detroit, Michigan? And she resided there for all this time, and then decided somewhere along the way, she was inspired that she wanted to be a leader in the spiritual world, a servant, as she calls it, a pastor of the Empowerment Center, rather than we're going to brainwash you to repeat ritualistic words. But let's get together so we can empower you. And this is Pastor Mercy Jones.
She had a vision to do that.
She had a vision to do it. So yeah. Talk to us about this, Mercy.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Mercy Jones from the Empowerment Center, as Brian stated. And I'm just totally thrilled to be here tonight. I always am honored to have an opportunity to share, because I truly believe the only reason I'm still here is to serve. I'm a miracle, and because I get to live, I live to help others to live, and that has been my journey throughout my entire adult life. I was plucked out of the evil system very young, which caused me to become a more strategic thinker, and this is where I am at this point.
Well, you're the mama of five.
I am. I'm a mother, yes, of five, three boys and two girls. All adults. The nest is empty. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, early in your life, you actually had, I think, vision. Something happened to you that made you want to become a pastor.
Yes. Actually, I feel like I was marked for this. My mother made a deal with God, from what I was told, because I was to be aborted. She had an opportunity to go to school, and if she didn't abort me, she would have to be kicked out of school. So she prayed and told God that if you let her live, I'll give her to you to serve.
Wow.
And so that has been my mark for life, and I take it willingly. It hasn't been something I've done grudgingly. It's like I was made and born for this.
Yeah.
And that's all I've envisioned, was me going forth and helping and serving and loving people into their best lives.
Yes, and you do. You do amazing.
Anna Marie and I have had the opportunity to come up and be with you, and the people who congregate with you and around you, your friends, your supporters. And it is so unique to us, because we're inspired when we walk into that building.
Yes. North Carolina.
In North Carolina. Not because it's a church, or not because it's a congregation, or not because of all of this nonsense that I should say, because there's life in there.
Yes.
It's not, you know, the term that I always love to speak about is the living God, not the God on paper, the living God. Why are you inspired to do that, and how do you get people to come alive and not and live this in their daily life rather than fantasize about what they can be, but just be who they are?
Well, you know, I bring them to the scripture that they rest their faith in. And if they truly read the Bible, if Christians really read the Bible, they will not see a conflict with the very things that we share at Hippocrates and that I hear you all share. There is no conflict. It's only a conflict because they don't read the Bible.
That's it.
The Bible is one big book about life and love.
Yeah.
And so if you read it, you're going to see tons of life and a whole lot of love. And because I brought them into that space, they are intelligent people. We're blessed to have some very smart thinkers in our congregation. Hmm. And so they have no choice but to say, yes, this is real. This is true. So you will have, you will be, you know, a person of no integrity if you look at that word and don't see what you see. But so many ignore the scripture. And but, that's why we have so many conflicts in our
world.
They
manipulate it to their own liking. You know, they what makes them comfortable is what they choose. They pick and choose all the bad stuff that makes them comfortable rather than the hard stuff that will make them real.
Yeah, absolutely. And you put really common sense into it. And you know, the love really is the biggest thing, I think, that people feel, that it's coming from your heart. And yes. It's right on, and then you're more open to listen to what you're going to tell, because the Bible will tell stories, and you make them real.
Real, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. And so and we call them upward, because, you know, Christ was all about saving, delivering, and healing. And if you read that, it's not some hyper-spiritual thing. It's very practical in your day-to-day.
Yes.
People that he met, he wanted to see them healed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, that was probably 80% of Jesus' ministry on earth was to go and heal.
Yeah,
it's horrible. I was reading about 2 weeks ago how there is a lot of Christian pastors now that are trying to take empathy, kindness, compassion, and love away from Christ. I mean, it's like shocking to me that, you know, they're trying to make him this tough guy that, you know, doesn't have any care for anyone else, and it's completely contrary to what I learned as a child and what you teach with your congregation. When we come back, we're going to talk about love and how to get more love, and how to get to the place where you can really, really be ignited by the soul of God. We'll be right back.
Well your world and transform your life. Hippocrates Wellness has been healing people, reversing chronic disease, and boosting immunity and longevity for over 70 years. Located in West Palm Beach on 60 lush tropical acres, Hippocrates Wellness has a program for you. Call them at 561-471-8876. Reserve a consultation and tour today. Visit their website at HippocratesInst.org. Call 561-471-8876. Now back to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here today with Pastor Mercy Jones up in North Carolina. How's everything up there?
It's wonderful. We have great fall weather. It's beautiful here.
Oh,
yes,
good.
Ma'am.
Great.
So the last time we were up in your church, I lost my voice. And why did I lose my voice? I was so inspired by the soul of God and the people there, that I just had to scream and I had to sing and I had to let go. And that's healing. And why is that healing? And why did I feel that way within that group of people, special, wonderful people?
Well, you know, again, I'll take you to what our scripture says. It says that in John 4, it says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters.
Mm.
And so as I saw you going forth, I said, he's John chapter 4. The rivers were coming out of you, and rivers, they represent healing power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There were three rivers that flowed through the Garden of Eden, and all three rivers were to bring the people of God into healing. It was only when they turned away from the river that sickness entered in. Mm-hmm. So when you spoke and you sung to your heart's content, those rivers were flowing out of you, and it was healing you and healing all of us in the room.
Yes.
That's a wonderful
thing. I truly believe that's why we're here. If we can tap into the inner rivers that are within us, we can heal ourselves first, and then we can heal others. Well, that's exactly what took place.
Well, I think you're saying it differently than I was taught in my religious classes as a child.
Wow.
It was all about self-sacrificial. You got to give to others. You got to take care. And it's really not possible for us. So we've got to fill our own life, our hearts, our soul, our inspiration, our aspiration. And then at that point, we're capable of sharing with others. But if we're not inspired, deeply inspired, that commit ourselves at the highest level of integrity, we cannot be effective in helping other people. Wouldn't you believe that?
Absolutely, it's true. And it's, again, even Jesus said, as he was speaking to the people that had some issues, he said, physician, first heal thyself.
Yes.
Right.
So the first healing comes to thyself. So again, if people read the scripture and not make it something that is not, they will see these truths that I could not ignore. You can heal yourself first. We're not here to just be a martyr. You know, Jesus was the number one martyr, and he did enough martyring for all of eternity.
Well, you bet he did, and he did a good job at it. He's the most popular in history. And what's amazing to me is how great thinkers like Socrates, the Greek philosopher, pretty much if you read his work and compare it to the words of Jesus, the philosopher too, you have to put him in the same category. They resonate. They're exactly the same. Heal thyself is what Jesus said, and know thyself, which requires to heal yourself by Socrates. Yeah. So it's, you know, truth is truth, and it's ageless, and it goes through millennia. You know, the truth that was a truth 5,000 or 10,000 or a million years ago is the same truth today, but we keep going down different paths because it's hard to live the truth in a world of deception and lies.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what's so sad is that so many people never get to hear about how we should take care of the body, how we could take care of the body.
Yeah, which is a spiritual, more spiritual than most other things.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Because you can't love your neighbor unless you love yourself.
That's right. That's right.
It's not possible for me to love my church if I don't love myself or love my kids.
Right.
If I don't love myself. And so, you know, it starts there. That love is at the foundation of everything.
Yeah.
Self-love.
So Anna Marie and I have had great fortune to speak at temples and churches and synagogues all over the world. And yours is the only one I came into that has a juicer in it, organic vegetables. And part of the sacrament, isn't it right? Part of the sacrament is the blood of the plant, which is like the blood of God, which is amazing. Because God will get into you when you have that living well of nutrition that comes in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a joy to do it. Yes, sir.
So how do you stand up there in front of the group and say, by the way, all of you guys are out of shape, you're in bad shape, you're sick, you may have the inspiration of spirituality in you, but you're killing yourself. And how many of these people have you converted over to take care of themselves?
Well, as a matter of fact, the blessing is that I have a small congregation, which is great. And it resonates with me because I'm a hands-on pastor. I do not desire a mega church. I desire to have a group of people that I can touch, that I can talk to, that I can follow up on, that I can hold accountable. And so we have this group we call the tribe. And the tribe, there is accountability within the tribe.
Yeah.
And we're helping each other to go up higher. So with that understanding, you know, there is no conflict within our tribe. So we all have the same goal. We want to get better. We know we found the truth.
Yeah.
And because we have this truth, we have to lean into this truth and be doers of the truth.
Yes,
so the scripture says the doers of the word are blessed.
You bet.
When you do the word, then you'll be blessed.
Yeah, well, philosophy doesn't cut it.
A couple of your tribe, it was just at the institute. And, amazing.
Yes. Well, and it's my goal to get them there as much as possible.
Well, you know, it's wonderful when I'm sitting there and I'm speaking in North Carolina. I look out at the people that came, and many of these people have healed catastrophic disease.
Yes.
And what I love about working with you and the people in your congregation, the tribe, I love that word, is the fact that it all is really the same work. You can't just be biologically well emotionally well. You've got to be spiritually well. And whatever that means to the listeners out there, we're not pressing a brand tier to you. We're just telling you that part of this process, it's a triune, is a spiritual life. And I was speaking to the group at the Institute in the cancer program. And I said, do you realize every healing is a spiritual healing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Your spirit has to inspire that. So, you know, when we look at the sacrament being the blood of the plant, it is actually written in the first pages of Genesis in Judeo-Christian theology. Explain that to the listeners.
Well, it's in Genesis, the first chapter, you know, as God created the heavens and the earth and he established his order. I call it God's original intent. And if we start with God's original intent, we're not confused about life.
Right.
That's
it.
And so in Genesis 1, he set up the dietary plan. He set up the relationship plan. He set up how to treat your fellow man. It's all in Genesis 1. You don't have to go much further. Genesis 1, everything is laid out for you.
That's really that's where the commandments sprung from. When we started to sin, then we had to say, don't rape people and don't murder people. But really, if we didn't get to that place, we would never have the Ten Commandments.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He had his original intent. Because God, I said, God is not schizophrenic. He's not confused. He knew exactly what he wanted.
Exactly. It's humans that are schizophrenic. When we come back, we're gonna tell you how to cure schizophrenia. We'll be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Pastor Mercy Jones. And, you know, she has so many stories. Tell us some about healing in your church.
Well, I'm a recipient of healing myself from years ago, of supernatural healing. But here's the thing. Supernatural healing is real, where you get prayer and hands laid upon you and healing comes. But the issue has been Christians stop there. And so we implemented the Hippocrates diet wellness plan with the anti-inflammatory plan. Mm. And we have seen major results within the congregation. And without calling names, there are several people that came to me. One lady said to me, who was a minister in our church, she said her doctor said to her, "Who is that lady? And what did she tell you again?" because her diabetes and her numbers were just so astounding to the doctor.
Yeah,
she hadn't had those type results for years. Mm. And they were going to up her medication. Mm. And so when we connected with Hippocrates and I started listening to Brian, I considered Brian to be my mentor. And I was pretty much a parent. I just repeated anything Brian said. Okay, Brian says do this, do that.
I wish Anna Marie said that. She says the opposite.
And so as a result, they started implementing. We went on these juice fasts and a lot of several things we did within the congregation as a tribe. Mm. And then this lady said, her doctor said, "Who is that woman? And what is she telling you to do? Whatever she says, do it." Mm. Because I've never seen your result. And there's been several that have diabetic conditions that they are reversing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even as we speak, that's the major testimony that I'm seeing within our congregation, which consists of probably 99% African American.
Yeah.
And Brian, you know, you taught us how that is a part of the diet that
it's a shame.
Came from the slave master and all that. And we are seeing that. So the diabetic and the high blood pressure, specifically diabetes, is blowing me away.
Yeah.
How Brian said to us that it is 100% preventable.
Yep.
And it could be curable if you catch it at the right time without getting on dialysis and all that. And so we've caught several of our members before they went to those radical treatments, and now they're flourishing, and it's been amazing. So that's been the major thing we've seen in our church. And also keeping a few, not me, it's been a couple that had cancer that avoided chemotherapy and radical surgeries by following the anti-inflammatory diet, the Hippocrates diet.
Yeah.
So it's just been absolutely phenomenal, and it's getting better and better every year. We're seeing changes within our church and our congregation. So that's the thing that excites me the most, because I hate diabetes. When I say I hate diabetes, I see it as a demon. It's like a demon to me.
It is.
That's the only way I can see it. Not to sound very harsh, but it, to me, it's like a demon, and it angers me, and I want to do everything in my power to rid, you know, our community, start there, and then as many we can impact in the years to come. But
yeah, because it leads to all the other diseases like
cancer,
and everything. And what an example you are for other pastors. Imagine. Yeah. I hope some listens now. And
every temple, every synagogue, every church should be doing this. This is real ministry. This is when you're changing the lives of human beings. And yes, they can drink from the well of God, but the well of God is what we're talking about here. Yeah. It's not just knowing words and trying to follow, you know, rules. You have to follow the rules. You're not living right to begin with. That's what I say. You don't need rules when you're living right and you're in congruency with nature and the universe. And so it's rare. As you know, the Seventh-day Adventist base a lot of their understanding on diet. And they're the longest living Americans, by the way. There's out there in Loma Linda, California, they have the highest amount of centenarians of all. And they're not even doing vaguely what they should do, just a little better than the average American.
Right.
But so how do they perceive? How do the Seventh-day Adventists, unlike every other Christian group I've ever heard of or read about or understood, how do they perceive what God was telling them to eat as a plant-based diet, and everyone else ignores that or forgets it or doesn't understand it? How do you explain that one?
Well, it's like what John C. Maxwell says. He says, everything rises and falls on leadership.
Yes.
See, if the leader is off, everything that falls under that leadership is off.
Yes. Right.
And truly, in the local church, the church let me just say this, so I won't anger some people, but it's usually about raising money.
Raising money,
getting offerings, and building big buildings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's usually the agenda. So the leaders are fixated on that, as opposed to going within the sheepfold and healing the sheep, like Jesus said.
Yeah.
He said, feed my sheep, teach the sheep, instruct the sheep. You see? And so when we're not doing that as leaders, everything that falls under us becomes a victim to whatever the consequence is.
Well, you're right. Be it a church, a synagogue, a government, a nation.
Absolutely.
That's it. It's leadership is all there. And we seem to lack leadership. As we speak, as we interview, today they put Rosalind Cotter to rest.
Yeah.
And what an extraordinary example of what human beings can be. And that woman.
Wow.
What extraordinary. She went to 120 countries. And one of the statements she made years ago that touched my heart, I remember crying a little bit. I was just young. I was probably 40 at that point. And she said, the conversations that I love the most and the people I want to be with always are the impoverished poor people, because there's complete openness and transparency. There's no agenda. When I speak to them, it's authenticity, it's godliness, she said. And so it's amazing. And I know when I was young and I read the Bible, they were actually saying that these were the people that Christ or God basically wanted to support the most. Why is it? Because they're simple and they're doing basic things. They get it.
Yes.
They get it.
Yes. Yes. And the humility aspect, because humility by definition is teachableness. People think that humility means, you know, I wear drab clothes and I'm quiet. Yeah. Humility, by definition, is teachableness. If you're not teachable, you aren't humble.
That's right.
And without humility, you can't rise to anything in life.
Mm-mm.
That's right. You're right about it. The mind is closed, the heart is closed, and life is closed, and you're a goner.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure to be with you. There's a lot of people listening from the Carolina area who would like to come to you. So how do people get a hold of you?
Well, the easiest way is to email me at PMMI. The number 4.
4.
Christ is in Christmas, CHRIST@gmail.
CHRIST@gmail. So say it one more time.
P as in Paul, MMI, the number 4, Christ, CHRIST@gmail.
And let me say, I'm going to speak for you, Reverend. you don't have to be a Christian and you don't have to be black. This congregation welcomes everyone.
Yes, sir.
I never felt anything but openness, love, acceptance from being with these wonderful, humble people and with you, the leader of that group that I hope doesn't become a mega church, but you have examples all over the world of people who have that level of dedication, understanding, and commitment to truth. God bless you.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you. Thank you, love. Well. Thanks.
And all of you out there, I hope this was inspiring to you, because it doesn't take a lot to make the significant changes to revolutionize your existence so that you're finally, once and for all, happy and a contributory member of the human race. Be well. Till next time.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.